Oh, yeah, thank God for something. That was Hawk Nelson. Well, Kelly, what are you thankful for today?
Well, you know, it's funny that you say that, Darla. I was just talking with Spencer about that. We're very thankful for our family and our extended family and just feel very blessed by the in-laws that we have and our kids and grandkids. So, yeah, we're feeling very blessed this year.
Yeah, you know, there's a lot to be thankful for. Not that life is perfect.
No.
But, you know, when you look for the bad, you'll certainly find it. But
exactly.
When you look for the good, there's a lot of that there, too.
And amen.
It really helps us to focus on the things that we are thankful for and all the blessings in our lives. So, yeah, I'm very thankful for my family as well. Thankful for this ministry and just the way that God uses it, like personally and intimately to speak to different people in different places in their lives, and he's able to reach them. So I'm very thankful for that.
Well, very good.
It is time for Kelly and Coffee. Kelly, our business manager, joins me in the studio on Tuesday mornings to share some of the things that we've heard from our listeners over the past week or so. What do you have for us today, Kelly?
Well, you were talking about how it reaches different people.
Mm-hmm.
And this is really interesting because we got an email from a teen who listens to our Radical One app.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And he says, this is Nathan from Faith Evangelical Free Church of Sparta. I've listened to Radical One for a week now, and I love it. Three smiley faces. One reason why I like it is because it contains not a lot of ads.
There you go.
And I enjoy the music, too. So that was from Nathan in Bangor.
Yeah, we haven't mentioned Radical One Radio in a while. Radical One Radio, it's an internet radio station, and it has Christian hip-hop and rap and EDM-type music, and young people would know what that is. But it's just a way to reach the younger generation for Jesus Christ, because they don't all like to listen to the music that we have on the Praise Network. We have short little teaching features, like by Greg Laurie and Ravi Zacharias and the Teen Challenge feature. We had those on there, so we're dropping the truth of God's Word into their hearts in between the songs and in between the music. So if you know of a young people who says, hey, I'm not into that type of music, but they really like rap, they like hip hop, well, let them know they can listen online. We do have the mobile app, or they can listen online, and that's at radicalOneRadio.com, radicalOneRadio.com. And also, if you have the Praise Network app, you can find it. You can switch back and forth between Praise Network and Radical One Radio on our mobile app as well. So
very
just a way
good.
To reach more people with the truth and the love and the hope of Jesus.
Yes. And actually, this past Sunday, I was talking to our youth pastor at church, Pastor Nate, and he wanted me to know that he has been listening to Radical One.
Oh, good.
And he thinks it's great, but I love this comment from him. He said, it is awesome to have a local radio station that he can direct the youth to.
Oh, yeah.
So that's been amazing to know that we have a youth pastor who listens, but he is directing all of those young lives to listen to music that's really going to encourage them and help them in their walk.
Yeah, you know, when we were in the process of building Radical One Radio and programming it and all, I know you helped with this, Kelly, but we did research on the top rap and hip-hop songs that are out on the secular market. And the messages in those songs were so bad that, you know, we just had to put an alternative out there, something that has the same, maybe kind of a similar beat, but has a good, solid biblical message in it. And there's truth in the songs. And we're very careful about the lyrics of the songs that we put on the air.
Yes.
So again, that's Radical One Radio, an internet only radio station.
Yes. And I have one more, and this is from Marilyn in Onalaska. And she said, we so appreciate your radio station for the spiritual growth we get with your programming and the God-honoring worship music. May God continually to bless you.
Yeah, it was interesting. Every now and then a thought will pop in my mind about the radio. I don't know. But I send myself emails when I think of things, so I don't forget them.
Yes.
So when I come into work, I've got the note there. But one of them was listen and grow. You know, as you listen to the Praise Network and she talked about growing spiritually, I just think, you know, when you listen, you can grow in your faith. Again, it's not just entertainment, mm-hmm. like we like to emphasize. But it's really a spiritual growth. It's a deeper thing. The message is a stronger message, an eternal message. So again, we're thankful for this opportunity. You got big plans for Thanksgiving?
I have my kids coming, and then some good friends are coming after they're done serving at the Sparta Community Thanksgiving dinner that morning from 11 to 1. So
yeah, you're helping out with that too.
I am. I'll be there at 5:30 helping to cook food.
5:30 a.m., folks. She will be up and at them. Now, that's in Sparta, not a huge town that our studios are located in, but I was surprised how many people you say actually turn up for this community dinner.
Yes, it was very eye-opening to me. Last year, they fed 600 people from 11 till 1, and they delivered 100 meals to shut-ins in the area. So that's just amazing.
Yeah. So if you are in the Sparta area and have nowhere to go, that is the Sparta Community Thanksgiving Dinner. It's being held where?
At the American Legion here in town.
At the American Legion. All right. Well, thank you, Kelly.
You bet.
Sounds like a great Thanksgiving.
All right. Have a good day.
Thank you.